listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If your child suffered a serious birth injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Zagura, Gribble, Kevin Jones.
Back in the saddle.
And you wrote an article that's getting a lot of pub at ClevelandBrowns.com and, of course, all around this great nation and the world, quite frankly. The five things the Browns must do to make the playoffs. We've asked people for the three things that they must do. And here are some of the Twitter responses, and we'll go through those. We'll discuss them. And before we get to your actual five things the Browns must do, Ryan Conley, 23, writes to us, says, the three keys, the rookies must step up, receivers must play well, and we have to have a top three defense.
Nathan, if the season unfolds how we want it to unfold and the Browns make the playoffs, who leads this team in receiving yards?
I don't think it matters. And
really?
I really don't know. Could be Taylor Gabriel. Could be Dwayne Bowe.
Yeah, I mean, I asked that to Joker Phillips, too, and he said we still are deciding that. I mean, it'll let itself play out. But I think it should be Dwayne Bowe, right? You want that number one receiver. Miles Austin played well in that role last year. Bowe brings more athleticism. And this tweeter Ryan is right. Wide receiver play is going to be humongous for this team.
I think you're going to have a different leader in receptions than you do in yards with this team. I think there will be someone that
Bowe or Hawk leading in receptions.
Yeah, or even a Gabriel. Oh, no, I would think
Gabriel
could
yards
because of the ridiculous yards per catch he had last year. So that I would think that. I don't know if there's a 1,000-yard receiver on this team, but you could have a bunch of guys kind of in that 750 to 950 range or something like that.
He says rookies too. What's an under the radar rookie you guys think that will make an impact? Not a Danny Shelton, a Duke Johnson, but another rookie who could come in like a Kaywan Williams and carve a role.
We've talked about him so much, but to the point where I don't think he's under the radar, but I would go with Xavier Cooper.
Right.
They love Xavier Cooper. I want it to be Nate Orchard because that means you're getting teams in third and long situations and he's getting after the quarterback.
Well, what if it's Vince Maley? He comes on, makes
would
a couple
great.
He big plays
physically downright monstrous.
If it's Vince Maley as the guy who's breaking out above Cooper and everything, that could be the best for this team. They're in that need for more playmakers.
That means that Brian Hartline or Dwayne Bowe are going to be off the field quite a bit.
Right, but you got to develop young talent too. So.
Right now, I think Brian Hartline is in one of the biggest fights to be the number two receiver over Taylor Gabriel. Taylor Gabriel is an outside receiver on this team.
He has that much strength. Don't look at his height. He has strength to push through cornerbacks.
And he also gives you a dimension where he'd be your vertical threat. You'd have Bowe as kind of your Miles Austin possession guy and Hawk back in the slot. And all of a sudden, not a bad receiving core because really your other vertical threat, when at least when you watch him in practice, is Rob Housler. Rob Housler gets down the seam incredibly quickly. And
he'll line up in the slot, too.
All the time. He's got some straight line speed.
Who didn't we see line up in the slot? Like during
everybody.
Everyone is rotating cast.
G.I. George says, the Browns make the playoffs with an elite offensive line, done. A top 10 defense, done. And solid quarterback play, ?
Top 10 defense, where will be the question mark on defense? Will it be pass rushing? Or will it be still the defensive line and stopping the run? I think more of the question, because I think the commitment to the run is going to be so strong that the Browns will improve there. Who is the second pass rusher on this team? Kruger has established himself.
It's got to be Orchard.
It's got to be somebody. Somebody's got to have
Mingo.
7 or 8 sacks next to Kruger. You just got to have quarterback hits. You got to have that constant pressure. I think for this defense to be top 10, and not just yards-wise, but just a top 10 physical bruising unit, someone has to have 7 or 8 sacks next to Paul Kruger. Someone has to be consistent there.
What about an Armani Bryant? That's a name that we haven't talked about.
I thought he was going to lead the team in sacks last year.
He looks so good in the preseason, the first couple of weeks.
He's dominant.
He was actually working downstairs today with Phil Taylor doing a bunch of drills. So his mind is clearly in the right spot to be a breakout player. But who is that guy going to be? I think that's the biggest question for this defense.
All right, Travis Riboulet says, stop the run, make an impact on special teams, and adequate quarterback play. And I like this one because if you stop the run, we know how good the back end of this defense is, and I think you are going to get to where you want. It's top 5. So I think that's bringing in Danny Shelton, Randy Starks, Xavier Cooper, getting the guys back healthy, being physical at the point of attack, stopping the run. Making an impact on special teams, that's why you brought in Andy Lee. You're hoping to change field position.
And Duke Johnson.
That's huge. Duke Johnson's going to help your return game. They still got to get the punt return thing figured out, but I think they will.
Who do you think? Early right now, do you think Travis Benjamin still?
I think Travis Benjamin's got a tough time to make this team.
Yeah, he is. He's
because I think if they're coming down to it, unless he is that special as a returner, you can have Duke return, you can have Justin Gilbert, you could have Taylor Gabriel return punts, and you're going to want to keep Marlon Moore because when you have a guy who can boom it like Andy Lee, part of that means you have to have the best gunners, and Marlon Moore, Batamosi, as good of a gunner tandem in the NFL.
See, if I think if it's not Benjamin returning punts, I think it's probably what you mentioned. I think it's Gabriel. I think Duke Johnson is got the inside track on kick returns,
yep.
But punt is still a work in progress. He clearly can do it. He just doesn't have as much experience.
Another name for punt returner that we don't talk about, what about Hawk? I mean, he's not the number one, number two receiver probably in the role now. I mean, you can use him in more varieties. I'd like to see Hawk return a few punts, and maybe that's a situation you don't want it to be, but it's a platoon, it's a rotation.
I think Gabriel's got this. I'd want Gabriel or Gilbert. I want speed.
I think they say Gilbert's more of a kick returner. And a name that we don't mention,
but what does that mean?
Is Jordan Poyer. It means that when you catch a kick, there's not all this pressure in your face. And being a punt returner, there's more pressure and there's more of a mental aspect to it. And they don't think that he's ready to do that. They think that he might fumble.
I'd like to see these guys.
It's just
step up.
The kick returning is just so. Now it's like your opportunities are so few on kick returns.
Right.
I have a video idea for Sarah, our video girl, Nathan. Fielding punts with the guys coming at him with a little GoPro on top of your head.
And then
you'll say, all right, I understand why certain people can do this.
Do they get to hit me?
Yeah, they're going to hit you.
If they're going to hit me, I want to throw the football.
Coach Pat could be in for this. This could be a thing.
If I'm going to get hit, I want to throw it. That's
I think
what
Johnny,
I do the
Johnny
best.
Knoxville's already done that.
He did at USC.
Yeah.
At John Knoxville. All right, last one here. Positive Browns fan says, one, get average or better quarterback play. Two, keep the formula, pound the rock, good defense. Three, make every drive count. And I think that's going to be number three is an important point. This is not going to be the kind of offense that if it gets down inside the 20-yard line can afford to turn the football over. If you remember back to that Houston Texans game, it was that Crow fumble that really kind of changed the momentum of that game. When this team gets in scoring position, I think the offense will be better this year than it was last year significantly. But when you get down there, touchdowns, more often than field goals, and take care of the football.
Something I wrote about, and we'll talk about it next segment, three and outs. You just can't do that, and I'll say this point that Jim O'Neill told me. The Browns' defense had more plays than any other team last year, and that was part of why the run defense was so bad, because they were gasping for air at the end of game. So
sure.
Less three and outs, get a couple first downs. I mean, obviously you want to score points, but three and outs are going to put way too much pressure on this defense. Control the clock. Throw little screen passes, get the clock going. So these tweeters, they're kind of on right now, Nathan. They're kind of saying some good things.
I'm surprised we haven't seen more mentions of field goal kicking for this team.
True, because that is a wide open competition with two kickers who have never played a down in this league.
That's
kind of a big deal. I mean, we believe in both these guys, Coons and Spear, but
I still stand by what I say. I do not believe the kicker for week one is here right now.
Yeah, that's a popular theory.
It's a popular theory.
That's growing.
It's growing. It's gaining momentum. All right. Well, we told you. We've heard from you. Andrew and I will tell you the three things that we think, and then Kevin Jones will give you his five things that the Browns must do to make the playoffs in 2015 when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.